This is the listening section of the Showa Women's University Junior High School Returnee Entrance Examination for 2025. Part 1. Number 1.
Dad, I'm going to Alice's house to study after school. We have an English test tomorrow.
Okay, Ella, but please come home by 6:30 p.m. We're having dinner at 7 p.m. when your mum gets home.
Sure, Dad. What's for dinner tonight?
Creamy chicken pasta. Your favorite.
Question. What will the girl do after school today? Number 2.
A new Indian restaurant has just opened 5 minutes away, near the park. Do you want to go there for lunch?
Maybe. Have you tried it yet?
Yes. I went last week. Their curries are spicy. The decoration is nice. And the servings are really big.
That's no good. I usually prefer a light lunch. Is it okay if we go somewhere else?
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to try the new restaurant? Number 3.
Hello, sir. May I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a scarf. It's a gift for my sister's birthday.
This is our scarf section here. As you can see, they all have lovely patterns, and they come in several colors.
My sister prefers plain designs and bright colors. I think I'll try another store. Thanks.
Question. What will the man probably do next? Number 4.
Hey, Tom. I didn't see you at work last week. Have you been on vacation somewhere?
No, but that would be nice. My daughter's been ill, and my wife is away on a business trip.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I hope she's better now. Did you hear about the result of the sales meeting?
Thanks. She's back at school from today. Steve's going to tell me about the meeting when I see him later.
Question. What do we learn about Tom? Part 2. Number 5.
You look pale, Katie. Are you okay?
Not really. I've had a headache and a sore throat since yesterday.
Oh dear. That's too bad. Have you been to see a doctor?
Number 6.
Eric, can you go and buy some milk from the store?
But I'm playing video games now.
Well, you've been playing for 2 hours. It would really help me if you could go now.
Number 7.
Hello? Can I help you?
Good afternoon, madam. I've got the sushi you ordered. You're Miss Adams, right?
No, sorry. Miss Adams lives on the 4th floor. I think she's in 403.
Number 8.
Can I borrow your science notes, Emily?
Sure, Alex. They're in my locker. I'll get them now, but I need them back soon.
Of course. I'll give them back to you tomorrow.
Part 3. 1.
Welcome to Prime News on Radio 2. Tonight I am joined by some special guests, three members of Dolby United women's soccer team. The team only came up to the professional league 8 years ago, but they just keep getting better. This year they have won a record number of games, and the season is not even finished. Here with me is the top scorer, Anne Starling, who has scored a goal in nearly every game this season. If she continues with her current form, she could break the league record by the game against York Rangers next month. The team is now busy preparing for their summer tour to Italy. So, let's ask them how they are doing.
Number 9. Question. What does the announcer say about the soccer league? Number 10. Question. Which sentence isn't true? Two.
Thank you for coming today, Mr. Abbott, and thank you for applying for the job of tour guide here at the National History Museum.
Thank you for having me.
So, why are you interested in this job?
Well, I love history and art, so I think that I will be able to use my passion for those in this role.
I see. And what kind of experience do you have that might help you be a good tour guide?
I used to be a teacher, so I am used to explaining things to a group of people in a clear and interesting way. I enjoyed the challenge of connecting our history with the modern world, and using that connection to keep my students interested.
That's great. So, do you think you are more interested in our national history or world history?
Well, I think that they are connected, so I'm interested in both. I don't think it's possible to only know about our own history without considering the influence of other countries on us and our influence on other countries.
I think you're right. So, what do you think would be a challenge in this job?
I imagine that my guests in the museum would be from a wide range of backgrounds and possibly from different countries. So I guess a difficult thing will be making a tour easy to understand for everyone, while also keeping everyone interested and entertaining them a little bit. I hope my teaching experience will help with that, because I used to have classes with many different academic levels and personalities in them.
That's true, and I think you're right. Well, thank you for coming today, Mr. Abbott. We will be in touch.
Thank you very much.
Number 11. Question. Why does Mr. Abbott talk about his teaching experience? Number 12. Question. Why is Mr. Abbott suitable for this job? This is the end of the listening section. Please continue with the reading and writing sections.